Former staff at the medical center say the Lewiston Hospital eliminated or failed to rehire for several services since it was first bought by a for-profit company in 2017. The owners have changed several times since then, but all have been subsidiaries of the investment firm Apollo Global Management and another Apollo fund. Jay Hunter, a former emergency room physician for the hospital, worked there for 41 years and retired last August. Two eliminated services directly affected him, Hunter says: outpatient psychiatric services and the hospital's staff who did psychological evaluations for the ER.
We had a social worker, so if you came into the emergency department and told me that, you know, you were depressed, your boyfriend left you, you've been drinking, you want to kill yourself, I would call the social worker team. They would come in and spend an hour or so with the patient, talk to the family, and more often than not, that patient could be discharged for outpatient follow-up somewhere. But they got rid of that.
At one point, Hunter says the hospital had 4 gastroenterologists, 2 neurologists, and 3 cardiologists. Today, it has just 1 gastroenterologist, 1 neurosurgeon who takes all of the hospital's calls, and 1 interventional cardiologist. And St. Joe's no longer has a urologist. The hospital says it's currently recruiting to fill vacant positions. But Hunter says he's worried that if those positions do come back, it will take a long time to rebuild. St. Joe's is also the only hospital between Spokane and Coeur d'Alene with a catheter lab, which is essential to treating heart attacks. When the hospital's only cardiologist is out of town, it relies on Kootenai Health as a backup. At least 1 Lewiston resident, Cindy Eccles, had to be transported to Kootenai last year when no surgeon was on call at St. Joe's to treat her heart attack. Stan Eccles, Cindy's husband, says he thinks it took about 5 hours from when paramedics reached her to arrival at Kootenai, in part due to weather. 12 days after her heart attack, Cindy died.
You know, had she been admitted to St. Joe's and had treatment the same as she finally got at Kootenai, she may have died anyway. It may have been too much brain damage, right, because from lack of oxygen. But there's no way of knowing that. There's no way to know for sure.
All the former providers say St. Joe's continues to serve an important role in the community, but how best to move forward depends on who you ask. Hunter says he would like to see the hospital bought by a non-for-profit entity, such as Tri-State Memorial Hospital, which sits across the state line in Clarkston.
One big, large local hospital with community board, and it's a non-profit. So, I mean, you have to be financially viable, otherwise you're going to close. But that would be the ideal situation here.
Mike Rooney, a former interim CEO and oncologist at St. Joe's, says he thinks the hospital is on the right track, though there are capital improvements he'd still like to see completed.
There are some important projects, I think, that are still on the drawing board, like a new doctor's office building, which we've needed.
The hospital has made several investments this year, including surgical robotics, a catheter lab, and other building and medical equipment upgrades. St. Joe's CEO Ed Freisinger says he's working with medical providers and the hospital's board to decide how they invest moving forward.
Well, we're planning on investing well over $30 million over the next 5 years. That's a commitment to be a part of this community.
I'm Rachel Sun.